Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
Oh, we tried.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. Let me tell you about my friends over at Naked Vine. Located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Say come by and visit them Tuesday through Saturday. I'll have some great live music happening this week. Thursday, August 9th, from Eric Barnes. Friday, August 10th, John Bonham and Friends. And Saturday, August 11th, The Matching Shoe. And this is a do-not-miss show. If you have been following these guys at all, this will be Dominic's last performance with the band. So do not miss The Matching Shoe there on Saturday, August 11th. And then my singer-songwriter storytelling show will be back out at Naked Vine on Tuesday, August 14th with Anna Shanoff, Bobby Stevens, and Matt Wynn. So come on out to that show as well. All these details and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And come on out for grab a cold drink, some great local craft beers, some whiskey, some wine, all kinds of delicious beverages. So come on out to the Naked Vine. We'll see you there. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the show.
Podcast is kind of like a, it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, we're naming now. Hi. You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Name it now. Rock Paper, Scissors,
Frankie,
Low Rock, Smashes,
Rock, scissors, paper, scissors, podcast.
Smithereens, I win, Rock, Paper, Podcast. See ya.
Rock, Paper, Podcast. Rock, Paper, Podcast. Rock, 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 paper, podcast, y'all.
I'm starting to get it. Can we put this behind us? Can we just forget it? Let's start this over. That's what I told her. I'm young, dumb, and broke, but babe, I'm getting older. I'm young, dumb, and broke, but babe, I'm getting older. Speak your mind here. Tell me what you need. Say it loud and clear, 'cause you're so hard to read. Don't turn away, doll, don't sit in silence. You're the pain in my chest and you kill me like violence. Your lack of words is as loud as a riot. Say what needs to change and I promise I'll try it. Yeah, I promise I'll try it. That let's try a compromise.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of Name It Now.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You guys want to go ahead and properly introduce yourselves for everybody listening?
I'm Logan.
I'm Noah. I'm the vocalist of the band.
I'm Frankie Johnson, and I embarrassingly hit things very obnoxiously with sticks on stage.
For introducing ourselves like that, then I'm Logan. I play guitar, do a little vocals, and bass.
Oh, man.
Good for you.
Doug Dillon.
At the same time.
The three-way.
You know, like Drake and Josh episode?
Yes.
Where Drake Bell's, like,
hitting the fucking
playing the guitar.
Turns with his forehead.
Yeah, and, like, playing. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think he was just here in town, wasn't he?
He was. I was there.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Locked your phone again.
Oh, wait. There it is.
Sorry.
That's Drake Bell.
I was there. Black screen.
I met Drake Bell is the moral of the story. Yeah. It was a dream come true.
Iconic moment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. I'm excited to be here today to hang with you guys. Get to talk about all things Name It Now. We got a big release party. Got a new music video out there.
Yes.
And... got a lot of things happening, so this is always fun for me, like I said, getting to meet new bands and get to talk and get to know more about you guys and everything, so thanks again for doing the show.
Well, thank you for coming all the way out here to Hoosierville, USA.
I love tooting my own horn. So.
Yeah, we're actually, I said St. Louis, but we're actually out in Warrenton, Missouri. I don't think I've been out here in a while. Like,
lucky you, bro.
Yeah. I did one out here before at Denny's with the Royal Furs.
I'm sorry about Denny's, that place.
Well, and I
every model since you've been that probably.
Yeah, it looks nice though.
Well, I discovered there's two Denny's in Warrenton.
Is there?
Like there's the one standalone, and then there's the one I guess a little farther up in the
Flying J one.
That's more Truxton.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess it's
Truxton.
Yeah,
out here.
If you blink, you pass right through Truxton, though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. Unless that Truxton's big, like it's bad roads.
Right.
It's sketchy up there sometimes. That's where he lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we talk about the shed, we'll be talking a little about Truxton.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, out here in Warrenton. I guess I mean, there's really probably not much for out here for you guys to, like, play, or there's not.
Not like St. Louis is. No, we've got a venue out here. The Bell Star is an old theater that was for, like, plays and shit. So it's got really good acoustics. It's mostly like a movie theater now, though. But we hope to. We're working, like, by no means coming out, but in the works, trying to book something together there. just for the people like in our hometown mm-hmm. that don't want to drive an hour or two to come see us play somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but ultimately that's it. There's brewskis too, I think. There's some, oh, yeah. some of the smaller.
Which is not brewskis anymore.
Not brewskis
anymore. Changed it.
What? How long ago?
Like, not long ago.
Like since management yeah. changed over.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, there's a small restaurant on Main Street. It's a bunch of smaller venues, but nothing serious now.
Right. Well, I mean, like, our first couple of shows way back, like, when we first started. We've been a band for about 3 years now.
Yeah.
So our first couple of shows were literally just, like, these pre-football game, like, tailgating shows at our high school. Okay. So it was just kind of like a DIY kind of thing.
Shout out to Mr. Williams.
Oh, Coach Williams. He was, like, the promoter, I guess you could say.
No, he was an actual hype man for
yeah. rap groups. You want to talk about, like, rap? Like, yeah,
Mr. Williams did that for us. Is very hard.
Very hard.
But, yeah, we just did little tailgate shows and shit out at the high school, and those were fun. But, ultimately, what I said, there's no huge venues out here. Sure, we usually travel. The farthest we gone is Cape Girardeau. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouts out to Ragsdale's.
Yeah. Well, right on. Well, you like I said, we do have a big party coming up in St. Louis. Let's go ahead and get that going. We got September 8th is your EP release party at the Firebird. And it'll be for your EP Songs from the Shed.
Yes.
Correct.
So. Songs we wrote in a shed.
We wrote one in a shed.
Yeah.
Recorded one in a shed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? We're not doing anything productive in a shed. it's been a one time. Sometimes we work on a car.
Sometimes.
This will be coming up September 8th. We have tickets available, $8 tickets. Ultraviolet Entertainment's been helping you guys out. Shout out to a friend of the show, Aaron.
Aaron's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Very purple.
Very purple woman.
Austin Knight would be proud.
Very proud.
Yeah. And a pretty man. But. Austin Knight is.
I think that was gathered.
Yeah.
Yes, we know Frankie's got a boy crush.
Dude, Austin Knight's he's a good looking guy. You can't deny it.
But yes, we're doing the EP release party September 8th. First time we played Firebird too. This should be interesting. But
yeah.
I think, are we going with the beer theme? Is that decided on? Is that concrete?
It's fine with me. I don't know.
Is that concrete? I guess it's concrete. It's gonna be decorated with a beer theme, and that's pretty lit. So
that's the room.
If you like beer, come out.
But another thing, like, we're really stoked about this show for a lot of reasons. But I was thinking about this the other day. You know, we've been a band for about 3 years now, like I said earlier. But, like, believe it or not, whether this is embarrassing or not, we've been a band for 3 years, and we never had like an actual like big, like, headlining, like, name it now concert.
Right.
So this is the first time that we're doing that. So it's
shit together.
You know, people who haven't seen us before, people who have seen us before, you know, we finally get to play more than six songs.
Should be, even for people that are used to seeing us play and are used to seeing us play the same six fucking songs over and over again, it should be a new experience for them too. So
it'll be different. So whether if you've seen us before, if you haven't seen us before, I think this one would kind of be the one to dive into.
You have seen Name It Now, you should definitely spend your money coming to see Name It Now.
Well, and like you're saying, like, it's just exciting to put together your own show. Like, you get to help be a part of all the, you know, like, you know, putting beer design, you know, stage design kind of thing. Whatever you want to do, you have pretty much free range to have fun with it.
We had a lot more fuck around time.
Yeah.
We just feel a little more in control, I guess.
Those are technical terms, fuck around time.
Yes. So. Yes. The stage techs will use that. Hey, your fuck around time is getting cut back to 5.
You mean take it easy up there, guys.
Shout out to Max at Fubar.
Oh, yeah. We love Max.
He's a great guy.
I was on Del Mar a couple weeks ago, and I was like, I was on the loop, and I was like sitting at this table, like eating some food, and he walks by.
Did you shout?
Well, at first I didn't see him. I was with Ruben and Keegan, and Ruben's like, hey, isn't that,
that's you the know? Guy.
Because it was like a couple days after that show, and yeah. I was like, oh, it is. Max! Hey, it like turns around. Oh, hey, what's up?
Nice.
So we ran into him at Warped Tour, too.
That, too, yeah.
He's a cool dude.
Cool dude.
He likes Playboy Cardi. I like Playboy Cardi.
Yeah. Hope we don't mind me tinkering with all these these buttons and stickers all during the time.
These, all right.
If people listening hear this like that, this is a button that I'm just tinkering with.
All right.
A rock, paper, podcast button.
Yeah.
The swagger.
Yep. So we're bringing along some friends to support that show, and you have
an
unfortunate trend.
Yes, he's a great dude. They're great Chevy. Dudes. Yeah. Chevy, man. Oh man,
he's a great ray of bright sunshine into the local scene. He's a really nice,
very happy pop,
very very nice guy.
We don't know the other guys as well, but that's just because
Chevy is great. Yeah. We played two gigs with them in the past, and they're both
one was just Chevy.
Yeah, one of them was just Chevy, but they're great dudes. And then the other dudes are Kaiju Killer, who we played with two or three times now.
They're really good friends of ours.
Oh, the shit. They're awesome. Really fun dudes. They're like my favorite guys to play with.
Nice.
They're like, they got like a Royal Blood kind of thing going on, because it's just two dudes.
Just two dudes.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, drums and guitar. Even though Royal Blood's drums and bass. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're sick. But Kaiju Killer's, I've been friends with them for a really long time. And anytime we get a chance to play with them, you know, we always do it because we're very good friends with them. So anybody who hasn't heard of them, look into them. I think they're actually recording some shit right now.
Are they?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. But
Fake Friends is dope.
That's a really good song.
I don't care.
What's the, is it Light?
Lysergic.
Lysergic. Oh, man. We don't have a confirm or denial from them yet because of some situation.
No, they're down.
They're down? They're
right now.
All right. Well, then never mind. That's in the past. Yes, Lysergic. They are the punkest motherfuckers we have ever played with. Oh, my God.
They're like 17,
they're like 16,
years old.
17 years old. And they're up there, like, their vocalist is choking himself with his mic cable and spitting on the crowd, punching himself in the face and shit.
It's pretty nuts. It's wild, man.
it was awesome. They're fantastic. I love playing with them. They just fucking rock. They just really, really, they got real high energy, and they're hilarious. So we just get along with them, and we hit them up because I was like, hey, if I'm putting together anything, you're on the bill. So I'm looking forward to playing with them again. They're about to play with Agent Orange. That's a big deal for those guys. I'm excited for
that.
We still have that poster
for them. Yeah, we snagged a poster for them without permission.
Yeah. Very cool. So, again, hit up these guys for tickets, $8.
Yes.
Tickets. And
the best way to get a contact or get in contact with us is Instagram, probably. Yeah. Just the DM. We like to respond to it.
Slide up in them DMs.
Slide it.
Please.
Ask Frankie for nudes. He will send it. He will 100% send it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But like Frankie said, you guys have been a band for 3 years, and like, and this is my first time really getting to talk with you guys. I'd like to get to know a little bit more about how this all started.
Okay.
I guess you said something about school and stuff. I guess all three go to school together?
How this basically started, me and Noah, we've been friends for fucking ever. Like kindergarten T-ball shit, you know? So we basically grew up together, showing each other different like music and shit, and always shared like the passion, love for music and stuff. So it was basically our last day of like sophomore year high school, right? I basically went up to Noah and I said, "All right, bitch, I don't give a fuck what you're doing this summer. All right, you and me starting a band, and that's that." So he basically had no choice.
We have his little brother, actually. He's my age. He played bass for us for a little bit. He did not know how to play bass. He was just like, "Yeah, I'll come." Ended up being in the band. And then he dropped when we got our first gig up at the high school. He was like, "Oh, I don't want to play on a stage, dude. I'm just trying to have fun." So we dropped him, or he dropped, and then my best friend Damien joined on bass for a while. He did all the bass for our first record. Love the guy, great dude. He left through just shit with his own life I'm not going to worry about. But we had Logan hop in almost immediately because we were working on a side project with him in it. Anyway, we've been doing shit with him since. Which ultimately it's great. We got a whole new sound while still sounding like Name It Now, I feel like. And it's just good. It just sounds really good.
I will say the one thing I like to bring up when talk about Logan, like, I'll admit, I like to kiss his ass sometimes. You know, I'm like...
You like to do a little more than kiss his ass.
Hey, you know.
You guys are usually trying to tear my just... My self-worth down.
Okay, let's make this clear right now. Logan's the band meme. Okay, if you make fun of anybody, it's him. But behind closed doors, I mean, like Noah mentioned, ever since Logan joined, you know, it really kind of opened up a lot of doors that we never thought we would have been able to open musically prior, you know, because with him being like guitarist and bass and he sings, you know, you could really, with the new EP, Songs from the Shed, you can really hear that kind of growth, I guess you could say, and a little bit of difference from the last record, but like not too much, you know. Honestly, I think I've said this ever since we started like working on Songs from the Shed. I think the best way to describe it is like, I think it's the perfect transition from album name, our first record that we put out last year. That was a completely DIY project. Mm-hmm. We recorded that here in my basement.
Yeah, right.
I think it's the perfect transition, like from that, like who we were then, going into basically kind of who we are now and where we see ourselves going with our sound and really just as a band.
Yeah, it's a happy medium between what we want our next album to sound like and what our first album sounded like. So we threw it all on an EP.
I think people who have like stuck with us for, you know, a long time and have, you know, listened to album name and, you know, that kind of stuff, I think they're gonna really get a sense of like, oh, hey, yeah, they're, I feel the direction that's going and a good upward climb, mm-hmm. you know, a good, like I said, transition from the last record going into what's happening now.
Yeah.
And it's just been, we've been great or lucky to have it just come kind of easily too. Like, it's just been really smooth sailing for the most part. We're not even really trying to do shows right now. We played two in the last month or two because there's just gigs that come up that we're like, fuck, can't turn that down. it's just been real, real good for Name It Now lately.
Yeah. Let's talk about Tim first, I guess. This is off of the first record, right?
Album name.
Correct.
It's a song I wrote about our dear boy, Tim. He sells merch for us. He has been one of my best friends for as long as I can remember. We love the guy. And if there's a fourth member in Name It Now, it's definitely Tim. He's makes a cameo in the music videos, like both of them. He's got his faces on a bunch of the shirts. Like, he's just our band mascot. And so we wrote this song. Every lyric is a little story about his life, and it's just like a garage rock song about my boy. Yeah. Different shit he's fucked up on. I gave away to his parents without, I don't even think they've heard it, but I like deliberately, I'm like, this is where he hides his weed in your house. All this shit. Like, I just had fun with it. I just wrote and told stories about my friend. And put them into lyrics, and people like it a lot. I don't know why people like it so much. It's kind of redundant, but it's very fun to play. I don't have to play guitar up until the very end, so I can get off stage and kind of fuck around with the audience a little bit, and I like to do that, so...
Back, shitting in his snapback. Slide grin on his face, he slides up behind. Cool mother.
It's all, yeah, it's almost like it's almost the you almost like a rap, you know. It's like you're it's really quick and stuff too. Yeah. I think it's part of the thing, probably why it becomes catchy and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just it gets stuck in your head,
right?
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me none.
Right, but definitely kind of reminds me like some you know 90s kind of punk stuff or whatever, you know, some of the different
that was like an underground
stuff. Yeah, especially with like his like you're saying current garage rock. It's like it definitely feels like raw, like you know.
Yeah,
that one we actually did record in a garage.
Yeah
we did the vocals in
you
my
can
garage.
Hear like in the background of him like cup smashing and shit.
Yeah,
just conversation going on because we were fucking
but that was also kind of the vibe that right. we wanted for album name when we did that, because like I mentioned earlier, that record it was a total DIY thing. Basically, whenever we formed as a band after we did those high school shows, we were basically like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Because we were like 16 and thought we knew everything, even though we didn't. We were like, okay, so we're going to do. We're going to record a whole record on our own because we don't have money. All right. And then we're going to self-release it and do all this stuff just to like show that we can do it because we thought we were badasses. And, you know, that's what we did. And it was a total DIY project. The only thing we didn't do on that record was the mastering of the tracks, because there's only so much GarageBand on a Mac can do. So we had our boy Jason from Sawhorse, which we'll get more into that later. We had him master the tracks. But other than that, that whole record was completely DIY. But I'm glad you brought up like the 90s underground feel, because that was kind of what we were going for. Mm-hmm. We wanted to kind of have that raw, like nostalgic kind of feel, make it sound like it came from like a 90s underground mm-hmm. record.
Yeah,
if we wrote a Blink record, that's what it would sound
right.
like.
Right.
We there's joke songs on there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of
poop and body parts.
a lot of Blink 182 moments on that album.
I have a very vivid memory of being in high school and listened to a lot of Blink 182, especially the sillier songs. Mm.
Fucking dog.
Yeah. But I have these friends that we were going to a two-a-days football practice that summer, my freshman year, and these two guys, both of them about 6.5 feet tall. They were in like a Ford Ranger, friends of mine, Jared and Andrew, and they're like both hanging out of this Ranger screaming, "I want to fuck a dog."
Oh yeah.
I want
to
fuck a dog.
What is that?
Yeah.
So. Hell, Quinn yells that on the rag, doesn't he?
Quinn fucks dogs.
Oh no.
Permanently on the podcast.
Also, another classic is when you fucked Grandpa. So it's a
oh yes.
Be sure to check all those out if you haven't.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I hope somebody isolates that audio that me saying I want to fuck a dog in you.
So, I'm sending that as my ringtone
right
now. Right.
There we go. So we got Tim out there. We got in like that record. The album title is available.
Album name.
Oh, album. Sorry. Album name.
Yeah, album. We got very creative right. with that in the title process. Yeah.
The album. No, you know what? I'm going to leave that a secret. I'm going to leave the album art a secret as long as
that's
we can.
That's always been established.
Yeah, I'm going to leave it as long as we can.
I remember being like, I called Noah. I was like, hey, how funny would this be? What if we named the album name? And it had a song called Song Name. And I was completely kidding. And then
I was like,
it happened.
Yeah. And then we did that.
So there was a song on there called Song Name that's
about Damien killing a dragon.
Yeah, it's very
busting nuts.
Yeah, it's just a complete piece of work.
It's,
let me tell
it's
you
our
much.
White limo, if I had to compare it to something. It's,
kinda, yeah.
It's our white limo. But yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah. Let's get into songs from the shed.
Yes.
And so this again will be out available at the party. Are we doing just digital right now, or we got a physical?
We're gonna have it on everything. The single Kate Spade is out right now, digitally. That one's exclusively digitally. We have the physicals.
Yeah.
We're not selling them yet, but we have them. I'm teasing. I want them to know. I'm hiding things from you. Keeping it for myself.
But we've got it already. We're going to be doing digital and physical releases. Most of the time, if you want a physical release, you have to come to the fucking show. Right. This is where we sell them.
Yeah. Or just hit us up, honestly.
Yeah, that too.
We don't have like an online store, so just
or a live, DM honestly. You, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You just hit us up and be like, okay.
Yeah, let's go. Come hang out if you want.
But the actual like song from the shed would drop actually on September 7th, the day before, okay. is when that would drop. And as he mentioned with like digital platforms and stuff, basically, if you have internet or data, if you're cool like me, all right, you cannot escape this record. It's going to be all over, you know, Spotify, iTunes, all over the internet. So that's, well, you know,
if you
can't escape
music on something, we are putting it on that music platform. Yeah.
If you have like any floppy disks from like the 70s, you know, I'd like to get some of those made. If you have remember LimeWire. Remember
that? Oh, LimeWire.
Yeah, yes. We're gonna
title the whole album the wrong title. Yeah. So it's just Buxley.
Yeah.
Fuck LimeWire, dude.
I actually saw a video. It was like, I get going in like a wormhole on YouTube where you start like watching all these random videos, and I get stuck watching a lot of those like top 10 videos.
Ah, dude, I feel
Watch Mojo. Watch Mojo.
Yeah. And there was one of them that was like the top 10 credited songs or something, like, you know, like people always think they're somebody else.
Oh, yes.
And that's why they were saying a lot of it was because of these file sharing websites that people would name them all the wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it was like Stone Temple Pilots Creep that everybody always thinks it's Nirvana. And he's like, well, they are very similar in a lot of ways, and you know, kind of that grunge thing sound, mm-hmm. and all that stuff, but like, you know, there was a lot of people just put all those songs on LimeWire and Napster as the wrong titles and stuff. So, yeah.
A whole generation.
Right. Yeah.
I saw Bowling for Soup, and they talked about how they get miscredited for Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne.
So I mean, like, they did cover
it. Yeah, so they're like, fuck it, we're going to cover it so we can make money off
of
it.
Yeah. There was a similar story like that, too, with Weedus, Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think it's Weezer.
Yes.
Well, and then, like, they said Weezer eventually covered it, like, in 2011 or something, and so even made it more confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Teenage
Dirtbag. Yeah.
Them with their covers, man. They just do those covers.
Weezer does some solid ones.
That was pretty solid troll, though, when they, I don't think the whole story about covering Africa.
Yeah. Well, that was a Twitter fan, right?
Right.
Who made, like, this big petition or something.
Yeah, a fan, like, was, like, apparently getting hitting them up like all the time, trying to get them to cover Africa. And so they finally went and covered Toto. They covered Rosanna.
Yeah, they completely different song. Yeah. Yeah.
So just to mess with her, and then like, they actually released Africa. So like, it was just really funny that they covered the wrong song.
Yeah. I actually just saw a headline, like, actually, no shit, just yesterday. Now Toto is wanting to cover a Weezer song.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently,
oh.
So that might...
Toto's still around?
Apparently, I didn't know that.
It was
the
80s when Africa came out. He wasn't an old dude then. He had a beard.
But, like, when have they toured last? I don't know when they've toured last. What?
I think Toto is just a heat.
What are they going to do?
I don't know.
I feel like it is.
What would they cover?
I only know Africa.
what would Toto cover?
Would they Buddy Holly, maybe?
They'd probably go down the stereotypical. They'd probably go down the stereotypical row and do Beverly Hills.
I think you could do. No, I think you could do Hash Pipe. Those notes, the high notes.
Or say, I could see Toto doing "Say It Ain't So."
Another stereotypical song. Yeah, see, they would probably do more popular.
Is there any Weezer
song
on the Blue album that isn't though?
I mean, you're right.
But that's also like their best album. So.
Yeah.
That is that's Say It Ain't So, though. It's a good sing along, man.
Say It Ain't So.
My friends covered it in a bar the other night, and like everybody's singing, man. Like it's a.
We're going on a float trip with like 20 of our fucking boys here pretty soon.
Not even exaggerating.
Yeah, we've got a big ass playlist we've all just been adding the bangers to for the last couple weeks.
It's 2.5-3 days long?
Yeah, it's like 79 hours, 1,200 something songs, and it's just all bullshit. It's just all bullshit.
Yeah. That's the best though, like, you know, just hanging with your buddies on a river and listening to all those songs that you love and all stuff. Right. Like, it's, those are good times.
I added the Tenacious D record twice. The whole album.
The Pick of Destiny one.
The Pick of Destiny one, to be clear.
Yeah. Because
that is the good one.
Oh, really?
I wish it was
the best. The first record's great.
I love it.
They're all good. Yeah. They're all good. But that is the...
See, I'm a little bit older, though. So I was raised on that first record. And so I watched a lot of their... HBO series and stuff where all the songs came from. So, yeah, man, Jack and Kyle are some of my favorite. I actually got to meet those guys one night.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I met at a Vintage Vinyl. They did like a live in store for, they did a signing before their show at the pageant for, and they signed their Rise of the Phoenix record.
That's bad.
The one with the dick on it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it was a phoenix. Yeah, it's a phoenix. It's phoenix. Definitely a phoenix.
Definitely,
but I think it's like
definitely not a penis.
Definitely not a penis.
Well, that's why it's spelled F E N I X.
Yeah,
definitely a penis.
Big old dick.
Yeah. I love, like, if you go on Spotify and like listen to that, it's blurred out. It's covered. They blur it out.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did hear a rumor that they might be doing a new record and touring.
Oh, I know.
So.
And a new movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So,
I'm
very down for that. Yeah. Very on board with anything they're going to do.
Well, let's... So we mentioned Songs from the Shed. We kind of went on a little tangent there. Mm-hmm. But let's play Kate Spade. This is the single from the record and our EP. And then... we got a video to go along with it as well now out there. So let's talk about this, because this is a
This is Logan's thing.
This is Logan.
Yeah, this is Logan's thing.
Yep. So this song, you know, we'll go back about. Actually, I'm gonna go a little farther back. Go back a little over 2 years.
I've just been bored.
I don't know. I got a message from the Name It Now official Instagram page, like asking about my guitar tone. And I literally was like, I'm just playing shitty guitars. So, it was the Tom DeLonge signatures, because all I do is worship Blink. But, so I ended up driving back one night to give Noah a guitar that they could use to record album name with. And while I was there, I was like, hey, I'll just visit my girlfriend at the time. And then I eventually ended up moving back home for this girl. I was living in Columbia at that point, so it was an hour fucking long drive that I was coming back. But all that went south about 2 years ago. Shattered my heart. That was
she
fun.
Kept it right in the nuts.
You're right in the nuts.
Metaphorically and literally.
Not literally, no.
Literally.
But so I was trying to get over it, and Labor Day weekend came around. I was the only one at home, so I just grabbed a bottle of tequila and spent all weekend writing, and ended up coming out with Kate Spade, and... end up hitting up you guys, because I was like, hey, you know, how do I go about doing this and this and this with a song? And you're like, hey, just, you know, come to a practice, hang out, and we'll see how we can make it work. And that's when we started the whole side project thing, because I ended up loving the song, which was cool. But since then, we've tweaked the verses a little bit, and
tweaked it a little bit, made it a little shittier.
Yeah,
a little bit shittier than it was.
Noah sings on it, so it's already a terrible song. But it's Kate Spade. I named it after this girl's favorite fashion brand, because you know you can't use people's real names in songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I targeted something she loves and destroyed it for her.
But also, to be clear, this is actually a horrible coincidence story that I told you about it. I know I told you about it. But we literally filmed the music video. And then the day after that is when the news came out that, like, the Kate's actual clothing brand, Kate Spade, that she had passed.
Right.
So we were like, oh, my God. Like, the worst...
terrible coincidence.
Terrible coincidence. Yes. That's what I was looking for. But so, yeah, just to be clear... song has nothing to do with her.
No, nothing to do with the real Kate Spade.
But our condolences go out to her family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're probably listening to this.
they're definitely listening to...
they're a big Name It Now fan.
Yep. They actually subscribed to Rock Paper Podcast, so, yeah.
Oh,
Oh, well, here you go, guys. Here you go. Thank you.
know what to say. Do I ask how you've been? Do I ask how it's going? Do I ask if you've made new friends? It's stupid to ask to see you again. It's an understatement to say you're someone I miss. I'm caught up on the thought of our last kiss. Not getting over you, just learning to cope.
Some of that expensive clothes clout, please.
It's mostly purses.
Give me some.
I'll take
purses.
Some of that. I'll take. I mean, I need a new road bag. What?
Okay, let's fix it.
Yeah. See, I need a new road bag. But I mean, really, like we mentioned earlier, in terms of like, I was talking about Songs from the Shed and how it's a good transition period. Like he said, this was really the song that kind of started this whole, planted the seed of
what we
kind of it is now. You know.
Yeah.
And that's really why we wanted this to be like the first main single from the record. So,
and like I said, the video is up on Facebook and YouTube. Check that out. You guys kind of you want to talk about how the video and everything?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This was also my brainchild because I had this song and video figured out before I was even in the band. but the video, the concept is that all the verses, during the verses, so the scenes you see with, like, me and our friend Bree.
Beautiful.
Side note.
Beautiful girl. Beautiful girl.
Side note, shout out to Bree, Austin, Taylor, and Kirsten for helping us out. That was really great of them.
Yes, incredibly cheerful people. I love them.
But yeah, the verses, they're filmed just using an iPhone, because it's supposed to be kind of like nostalgic. Look back on a relationship, kind of like the found footage, almost, you'd say.
They're like on dates and shit, it's cute.
Yeah, that's essentially what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the verses are just us playing, and then there's the bridge, it has the breakup scene. And I tried to, like, recreate all the dates and the breakup scene to match as closely as I could to the actual event, because I guess I like to torture myself for some reason.
This whole video is very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, no, we were sitting on the porch.
This girl, that he does not like her very much.
When we were sitting on the porch, like, that's the very last scene we filmed with Bree, she finally realized that, oh, this is a recreation of everything.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's a sad day.
Is this was your first time making a video, music mm-hmm. video and stuff?
Yeah,
that's our first video.
First one that we finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You can click subscribe on that YouTube link and then keep up to date with maybe some more music videos and updates coming mm-hmm. there. And like I said, Kate Spade, that's available now, right?
Yep.
You can stream it and
do all that shit. It's on Spotify. The album art's a love note that he burned.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, even that. This guy is as petty as it can be.
Yeah, dude, I'm actually a very petty bitch.
a very petty gay bitch.
Yeah, the single cover is a note I had sent to her with some flowers. And I was cleaning out my car one day after the breakup, and for whatever reason, that note was in my car, and I know exactly what I'm doing with this. I set it on fire, and we took it, the picture, and that's what we used for the single cover.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. It's heartbreak, I think either heartbreak or falling in love. One, you know, they can help create some of the best art, you know, all these great songs are all either, you know, somebody broke your heart or you're falling in love and stuff. So like,
or there's that one.
Yeah. I love it though. That's like I said, in Kate Spade, it's fun to dance around and sing along to and stuff. So with the chorus and things, and so check that out. Get involved with these guys on Facebook and Instagram. Again, hit them up for some tickets to the party and. Like I said, that's going on September 8th. It's going to be a big one over there at the Firebird. And like the record originally will officially hit the 7th. And then you can come out to the party on the 8th and pick up a physical copy and hang out with your boys, Naaman Now.
We love hanging out with the fans.
Yeah.
Especially boys.
Saturdays for the boys.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm a stoolie. Barstool Sports, please sponsor me. Cool. I want to start the new Barstool Music segment on your website. I want to be the leader. Hit me up. Please. I'm going to start it.
Let me do this,
please.
So what's next for Naaman Now? What do you guys, what else would you like to do with this band? I mean, you said you did a little bit of touring. You said you went down the Cape and stuff, but like, is there more that you want to do?
There's always stuff that, you know, you want to do. Sure. Obviously, touring that's something on our bucket list that we'd like to do. Hopefully soon,
There's whispers of a mini tour, but nothing concrete yet. Yeah. We've got another music video for a single off the EP called Halfway Happy. I fucking love. I like that one a lot. The video turned out real well. He stayed up all night, literally for like 6 hours straight editing this video. I'm proud of him for that. Turned out.
It was very on accident.
Yeah.
I just kind of was like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with this a little bit more. And then I was like, oh, that turned out cool. And then I went a little bit further, and I was like, oh, hey, there's no more song left. And then I was like, oh, hey, the sun's coming up, and it's 5:30. I was like, okay, whatever. This is me now.
Yes. we've got that coming up. We've got that on the way. We've got the EP party and shit. All the EP shit, when that comes to a wrap, we'll probably take a small break from Naaman Now. Not essentially like a hiatus by any means. We're still going to be doing Naaman Now stuff, but as far as like a public eye goes, we'll probably take a step back and focus. Mm-hmm. We have some side projects that we all want to get to fucking with, and I think we're gonna have a little bit of fun with that before we start working on the next record.
I mean, I joined the band about a year and a half ago, and we've been playing every week since.
Yeah,
pretty close to it at least.
Since, yeah, so I think we're all at a point right now where we want to get this out and to the world and wrap it up and take a little bit of a breather.
Yeah.
So that's hopefully what's in store for Naaman Now, is a fucking break for a little bit. But big things, I guess. Big things are on the way. We've got more interviews coming up. We've got more shows coming up. Like I said earlier, every week we get something that piques my interest a little bit more. So
yeah.
Nothing. No complaints right now. Except for I want people to pay for more shit.
We need money. Right. Please. I'm poor.
Do we have other merch besides the EP?
We sell shirts at all the shows. We got some dumb little...
Did you say Tim's on the shirt?
Yes, we have two with Tim on it. One of them is his face tie-dyed, and one is just like a stick figure drawing of his face.
Stick figure is no longer available.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, do we officially sell...
We sold out of those a long time ago.
I thought we had like three left.
Oh, no.
We do have another shirt with our friend Adam on it. See, okay. We here at Name It Now, Inc., Name It Now Incorporated, we value all of our friendships, and we make that very public. So,
as you can
we
see,
have,
with the album art, it's a picture of us in the middle of a partnership party.
Yeah.
Place.
Yeah. So, basically, we like to put our friends' very bad pictures of their faces on our shirts. So, there's another one with our friend Adam on it. That was...
Well, it was Adam on 1 hour of sleep or something.
1 hour of sleep. God. At a Neck Deep concert.
At a concert, yeah.
Just completely winded.
Very tired. And then he didn't go to sleep when we got back to the hotel.
Lucky Adam.
Adam parties.
So the title of this is a song from the shed, and yeah. Is that true? I mean, like you said, something about one of them at least was recorded out there?
Well, the actual shed is literally just a shed that's out at Logan's house right. that we like to hang out in and, you know, party in. You know, any Friday, Saturday night, you could find one of us or all of us hanging out.
Yeah, lately we've been at the cabin a lot. Maybe that'll be the next album. Songs from the Cabin.
Oh, my God. But, no, as I mentioned earlier, I talked about Jason McIntyre at Sawhorse Studios. We went down there and recorded... Well, this is a 6-song EP. So we recorded 5 of those down there, which huge shout out to Jason. He did a very good job. He is the dude.
He made it fun too. He's friend of the show, man. He's been on here before.
No shit.
Oh, great.
Oh, man. Fuck yeah.
So you know what I mean. Oh, yeah. Like, he did everything. Like,
yeah, he caught everything that we. The butt of the joke.
Yeah. You see, he quickly realized, like, oh, yeah, Logan's the meme.
Make fun of Logan.
I'm going to really kick his ass.
Make fun of him for things that aren't true. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's the best.
Like, his foot fetish.
You say
Logan likes feet, everybody. Logan feet. Likes feet.
I don't. That literally started with Noah saying, I'm going to tell people you have a foot fetish. Why? Why not?
Maybe that should be our next shirt.
Logan likes feet.
Logan likes feet.
No, I thought we were doing turtles on our next
shirt. Well, we changed our mind.
No, it's feet. But Jason at Stallhorse, he did a very great job at, like, making this sound exactly how he wanted to. You know, he was very, you know, it was just an amazing time doing that.
He left it very open to us. He said it himself. He wasn't there to help us tweak our sound. He was just there to make it sound like we wanted it to sound.
Yeah. Right. Perfect. And, like, giving us tips when we needed a tip and giving us a valuable input when we asked for it, but never, ever getting his hand in our cookie jar, essentially. not root.
He's very good with that. You know, and it also helps. I mean, obviously, it also helps that he, like, genuinely, you know, likes our sound and what we do. Because obviously, if I'm a producer, you know, I'm not a big, like, trap rap guy. Sorry, okay? I'm not a big trap rap guy. So obviously, if I'm a producer, I'm not going to work on that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it always helps when your producer is, like, there for you and lets you be, you know, pretty free with it. And he was very, very good about that.
He recorded a guitar solo for us.
Kind of, yeah.
Cool. He tweaked a guitar solo.
Logan sucked dick at this guitar solo. So then Jason finally got tired of him doing it 2,000 times. And he was all like, fuck it. So he took his completely botched take and had this, like, little keyboard with a tube that he plugged in, and he, like, blew into the tube.
No, he was just using the keyboard to find the key.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he was using the tube.
He used a program to tweak the notes.
Yeah. And then he basically
just changed
fixed his botched fucking...
It literally switched the note. It shifted the notes, like, half a step or something. It was all it was, but...
It just made it sound a whole lot better. We credit him with it on the album. In the album credits, it says, Solo on Pineapple Espresso, recorded by Jason McIntyre.
No, the fuzz.
The fuzz. Radio fuzz. Oh, the radio fuzz. Okay. Well, never mind. We should have credited him with it.
So, like I said, huge shout out to Jason. Love that dude. But let me back up here a little bit. So we're actually one of my favorite bands ever, the All American Rejects. Okay, I actually think they're very. I notice it more now with, like, Songs from the Shed stuff. We're very see us kind of. If you look at their, like, album to album, their whole discography, and just kind of how they do things, how they've progressed their sound. They're really just a band. I mean, they're a rock band, you know, always will be. And same with us. But they just like to kind of do whatever the fuck they want. You know, if they wake up and, like, okay, I want to do this kind of song today, that's what they do. And that's kind of what I see us, you know, doing and kind of where I see us going. So I think if you're going to compare Name It Now to like another band, I think that's kind of, that's the best one. But something that they like to do a lot is they like to go on what they call these songwriting trips, okay? And they would basically go to some like random ass cabin in the woods in like Maine or like Northern California or some shit for like a weekend and be all like, all right, we're just gonna stay in here all weekend and just write songs. And, you know, sometimes they'd write one song a weekend, couple, maybe half a fucking record, you know? And I always really liked that idea of just kind of like secluding yourself a little bit. It's just you, like your imagination, the music. Because, I mean, like, I can go downstairs in my basement and write a song on my couch like I do all the time. That's kind of like my comfort zone, you know? But after a while, it kind of starts to get a little boring. So I, you know, like the thought of kind of getting outside of your normal writing mind space, mm-hmm, and just kind of secluding yourself and just doing that. So I always really liked the idea. So I told the guys, I'm like, hey, we're going to call this Songs from the Shed, right? Like this, it was a pre-established idea that that was be the title. So I was like, why don't we do like an actual song from the shed? We do that. Like we go up to the shed, have a whole day, lock ourselves in there and be like, okay, we're not leaving till we have a fresh, brand new song like written or and recorded in there.
All the beer runs out.
Right, either one. We went in there, cracked open some refreshing cold beverages, and we, you know, rode away. But, I mean, the only pre-established idea we had going into that is we wanted it to be, like, an acoustic, kind of upbeat, uplifting, like a bonfire kind of song. Feel good, like acoustic jam. And that song's called Lost in Time, and it very quickly became one of our like most favorite songs we ever wrote.
Real groovy.
I mean, it's like, it's a song about like how life can really be shitty sometimes, you know, like for everybody life can really suck, but it's the moments and the times you have with the people that you love and like, you know, your family, everybody that you love and care about, it's those moments that make all the shitty ones worth it. And how sometimes when you're in those moments you kind of, you know, get lost in time a little bit, you know. So it's a little sappy. But honestly, I feel like that kind of describes our whole shed group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sappy.
In a nutshell. Sappy bitches. Bitches. You know,
and especially.
You walk into the shed, you're going to see us crying. I fucking love you. Like I said, that very quickly, that's, if you're going to ask me what my favorite song on Songs from the Shed is, it's hands down that one.
Mbop.
Yeah. But,
now that we've spent the time talking about this song, you can't hear it for like two more months, so.
Well, that's the one I'm most excited people to hear. So I'm gonna really lube you up with that one. I've only showed a couple people that song, but everyone's really been digging that one, nice. So. Mm-hmm. But you have to wait.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from going from self-produced and recording it in the basement to working with Jason?
That it's completely worth it.
Pay the money, dude.
Yeah.
That it's completely worth it.
Save up some money. It's so worth it to just go in and not have to spend a week learning how to do this tiny thing in the program, because this dude is just, he knows it all. He's been doing it for 15 years. Doesn't mean shit to him. Oh, click that button. Duh. Right. How the fuck did you not know that? It's just easier and better. There's just more available equipment to you.
I like that he had the big analog soundboard too. He wasn't using like a lot of computer programs. He was old school using the big board.
He's got his big board. He'll fucking, he's just, Jason in particular is just a really, really good producer. He's really nice for us to work with, at least. There's a clear chemistry there. Mm-hmm. And I just pay the fucking, pay the money. That's what we learned from it, is that it's far more worth it to have a finished product that we can bring to people and be like, hey, here's an album that sounds good and not like shit like our last one did. If I could change anything in the band, I'd have scrapped album completely. I'd have kept like three songs off of it for the next record and then scrapped that whole record completely, because you don't really know who you are as a band until you've written a whole album. And we fucked up a bunch of dumb shit on that album. There's just a bunch of things that we did lazily or that just didn't quite sound right, but we got away with it because we were like, that's what we want.
Sure.
Oh, we're also 16, 17 at the time. Yeah. So, you know, you don't really know what you're doing. Well, I mean, like you said about like with the band's first record, I think like when talking about album name, it's like I said, we're 16, 17 and shit. I honestly feel like any band's or artist, whatever you are, first release is always kind of, it's always a real important one, you know, because it's like people's first impression on you. Because they're like, what do they say about first impressions? They last forever.
Yeah.
Like, I can meet someone new, my first impression, well, they're a fucking dick. But then you get to know them, and you're like, oh, no, I love this guy. So years later, you may love that guy, but you're always going to remember your first impression. Like, yeah, when I first met you, you were a dick.
Right.
Which is great.
That's like my first impression of you. Like, literally the first time I met you, I'm like, this guy's fucking weird. And now I accept that you're weird, but it's in a good way.
Now I know rather than think.
Thank you.
You're a psychopath.
Thanks. But, I mean, yeah, I'm a real old school guy, and Jason's a real old school guy, too, so there was just a lot of a good gel.
Sure.
Good gelling.
Well, yeah. To conclude, to really answer your question, what we learned from last album to this album is we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Right.
And so we should probably get people in that do.
Yeah.
And just trust them to the best of our ability.
Sure.
Maintain our creative influence, but don't be shy to take influence from a business aspect of it, because I don't give a shit about that, and I don't want to do that. I want to be the name on the stage and not the guy booking the show. So I've never concerned myself with it. So I'm going to take somebody's word for it that can. I'd much rather fork over some money and suffer through a lecture, maybe, than put out album name a second time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you, though. I mean, like, I think it's nice to look back. I mean, you might be, again, slightly embarrassed by it or something. You know, not really want, but, like, it's good. It's cool to see the growth, you know? It's and, like, for me, even with my own show, like, those first couple of episodes I started putting out, I mean, they're rough, man. Like, for me to go back and listen to them, but it's nice to, you know, see the progress as I've developed as this, and as you guys develop as artists and everything else, like.
And that's a big thing with us. That's why I'm not totally
right.
I don't fucking hate. I still have album name in my car. I still slapped him and shit. I still ties and all that shit. I still love a big chunk of that album.
Right.
I just would have done parts of it differently. Yep. I think. But that's why you do it. You trial and error.
Yeah, and I know as an artist, you're always gonna be most critical of your, you know, of yourself anyway too. So
we hate Name It Now more than anyone else.
Right.
I can assure
you
that.
That.
Yeah.
We shit on our band more than you could ever shit on our band.
Don't let him fool you. He just has really low self-esteem.
That's not true. I'm a narcissist.
Logan has low self-esteem.
I'm God among men.
Well, again, grab tickets. Come party with us at the Firebird on September 8th. Download wherever you're. Grab your music from. Check out all the tunes.
Anywhere.
The entire internet.
Yeah.
Also, search for Frankie's naked pictures, because I definitely leaked them a couple months ago.
Those don't exist.
They're definitely there.
No.
Yeah, dude, the label maker.
Why are you in some...
It exists.
Jesus Christ. I think we also started a rumor that Noah has a chode. Isn't that the next rumor we're going to start?
It's like a mini stack of pancakes, dude.
Oh, no.
Well,
can't go to IHOP ever again.
See these buttons I've been playing with this whole time?
That's your dick.
This is what I'm going to think about. Right there. See that?
All right. Well, thank you guys for doing this.
Dude,
thank you
for
having us.
It's been wonderful.
Yeah, man. Good times. I will see you all very soon.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.